The final story in our series about this year's first-time Grammy nominees. This one involves a TikTok fairy tale of sorts, which begins with a posh afternoon in London's West End last November.
We literally had just got finished making TikToks with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
And I was like, that was surreal in its own right, of course.
That's composer Emily Bear and singer Abigail Barlow of the musical duo Barlow and Bear. These 20-somethings had grabbed the attention of Webber and the whole musical theater world with their album, The Unofficial Bridgerton Musical. It was a musical inspired by the Netflix period drama Bridgerton.
This is what you call a honeymoon. Pacing around our separate rooms, running from our elaborate ruse, we're doomed.
On a lark, they had submitted the album for Grammy consideration, and the evening when nominations were coming out, they stuck around at Weber's Theater for high tea.
High tea and like all the biscuits and little cakes and stuff around.
I was so nervous, I could not eat.
Yeah, she was so nervous she couldn't eat, and I was stress eating, so...
As the musical theater category was announced, Barlow and Bear went live on TikTok.
Stephen Schwartz snapshots, and finally the unofficial Bridgerton.
And then we started bawling.
Why was it the last one?
Barlow and Bear are the only women nominated in the Best Musical Theater Album category this year, and they're facing some Broadway greats like Stephen Schwartz and, yes, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Their album, it's also unique because they composed many of the songs live on social media, with fans offering a running commentary during the hours-long live sessions.
Nothing but your whisper is a shout, it's a buzz about the time.
We wanted to see how the magic happens, IRL. So we met Abigail Barlow and Emily Bear at their shared studio in Bear's apartment in central Los Angeles.
What key is it in?
Colored in green, gilded in gold.
I feel like I'm living in a musical right now.
Life is a musical these days.
I guess I have to be a lady, smiling and waving, constantly obeying.
Okay, so Bridgerton, this Netflix show, it comes out around Christmas of 2020. People, they just like get addicted to this show.
Almost.
I was going to ask, did you guys get drawn in immediately?
Yes.
I mean, we are quite literally the target audience.
Yeah, I think everybody just got so into it because it was a departure from the world we were living in at the moment, which was really not about getting together. It was very low.
Also, like the previous year and a half for Abby and I, like... career speaking was rough.
What do you mean?
I got ghosted by like every single major record label that was interested in me, and it was just no after no. I think we were just barely getting by before we had this idea for Bridgerton.
Well, I didn't know any of your maids were married. She's not married.
So then at one point, Abigail, I'm going to fast forward to January of last year, right? Just a few weeks after the show comes out, you post this video on TikTok asking the question.
Okay, but what if Bridgerton was a musical?
What a beautiful party.
Were you actually serious at that point?
I really just wanted to write a song. I was actually experiencing writer's block for like 3 or 4 months before I wrote that song. And when I watched Bridgerton, there was an overwhelming feeling. It was perfect for stage. A lot of drama, escapism, a character for everyone to relate to. And so I was half serious. I was like, if people like this idea, maybe it'll be a TikTok series. Maybe I'll do it for more than one character. But honestly, it was just a songwriting challenge to put myself in someone else's shoes, even if that wasn't a make-believe character.
When we were writing the opening number, we watched that opening scene so many times because it's theatrical. It's so theatrical.
We're dancing in the same room.
We had like a moment we wanted to write about in the show. So we kind of watched that moment and then we were sort of playing around with different ideas.
I mean, when we were writing this, we were going live every day on TikTok and Instagram, and where they could literally just see everything that we're doing in real time.
So like, are you literally watching the live video feed and the comments coming through?
Yeah, it was like almost like we were workshopping instantly. Yeah.
They did not see the strangers.
Yes, exactly. Like, they did not hold back when they didn't like something either.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of the times we have sort of a melody that we like, and we're kind of going back and forth on the lyrics to just make something that sounds right, that feels good to sing. So, like, I knew we had the da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and then sort of started working on the lyrics with the audience and kind of workshopped a bunch of them. Because I knew I had, he'd be the artist and I'd be the brush.
And then we were like, when someone said gilded and, or something gilded, I don't remember exactly what they said, but something along the lines of that.
Colored in green and gilded in gold.
Ooh.
Covered in green and gilded in gold.
Colored in green and gilded in gold. That's
cool. Yeah, that is cool.
Wait, because we were thinking, wow, these two people obviously have such tension right now and they want to be with each other, but they can't. And so they could if they escaped into one of these beautiful paintings and, like, lived in this dream world that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Colored in green, gilded in gold, when we're alone together.
You see all this art in the world, but no one really kind of pulls that curtain back, and a lot of people don't know what it means to write a song and what it means to develop a project, or, you know, all of the above. And so I feel like just showing every bit of the process, including the ugly bits, was interesting to people.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe there are some musical theater fans of a certain generation that would turn their noses up at some musical on TikTok.
Sure.
And, you know, they would say that a lot is actually lost because it's not on a real stage in a theater with actual human audience members watching you. What would you say to those critics?
I'd say that musical theater is a very classically gatekept art form. You know, it's very expensive to go to a Broadway show. It's like $200 a ticket. And so it might not be the same as being on a stage, for sure, but it is definitely exposing a younger audience to a different kind of music and a different kind of storytelling, and I think that's important.
I walk past the doors and the corridors where they grew.
Well, do you hope to see the unofficial Bridgerton musical on an actual stage one day?
Duh. That's the dream. We've got so many stories to tell together, so, you know. Yeah, this is not the last you'll see of Barlow and Bear, and it won't be the only thing, if it is on a stage, that we'll have on a stage.